This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 241, what you should read to increase your score and improve your personality. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, you'll find out why you must read to get a higher IELTS score and get three reading ideas that will knock your socks off.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. Yeah. Nothing new and exciting.
No.
Let's see. My son's birthday is coming up. Gonna have a indoor bike party.
Yeah, that should be fun. I like that idea. Well, I'm happy out here because the weather, well, at least this weekend, the weather is starting to feel warmer. And I don't know, it just makes a difference when you just feel like warm and you feel good, you know?
It's just, oh my gosh. Yeah. Such a huge difference. My energy level is different. Like the past week has been super gorgeous. Here in Portland, just like my friends and I have been saying, so many yellow balls. Like you, if you look at the weather report, right? And it's just those yellow circles. That's what it's been like for 5 days. And I'm like waking up earlier. I'm going to bed later. I just have like, I went for like a, in one day, I went for a 5 mile run with two dogs.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And then I helped my friend build his fence. And then I, you know, recorded YouTube videos, wrote some chapters, like all in one day. Like it was crazy.
Wow. That's awesome. I mean, we're definitely more productive. I think in the middle of the summer, I find it hard to be productive because it's hot.
It's a fine balance.
Yeah. You just want to go to the beach. So
I know
this is a good time to get work done. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do as much now.
Yeah.
And then when it's really hot, we'll just go to the beach.
Exactly. That's the plan.
Okay, good. We have our future sorted.
Yes.
At least for the next couple of months. Let's get into IELTS.
Sorted. Sorted, as they say in England, right? Isn't that a common expression? Sorted?
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I think that's why I say it, because I've been around so much South African English, because that's what they say as well.
Right.
So yeah. I adopted it.
Cool. Okay, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, I was excited to see this question. So, it's from a listener, and he wants to know what types of books should he read in his preparation for IELTS. So, love this question, but first let me tell you guys where the passages come from on the IELTS exam. They come from a variety of sources, guys. So, it's excellent that this guy wants to read some books. That's yay. He should. Yeah. Everybody should be reading books. Oh, yeah. Not only to prepare for the reading exam, which seems like the obvious reason, but also, guys, that's where you get your culture of thinking. That's where you get new vocabulary, new ideas, and basically just become a more interesting person.
Yeah. You want to have things to talk about when you sit down for coffee. When you're in your new country, right? You want to have topics in your mind. Again, it goes back to the culture of thinking, which I love that term.
I know. Yay. Okay. So I love this question. And guys, you have to realize where the passages come from. So sometimes they do come from novels. Sometimes. Not often, though. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Reading novels does help you on the reading test because it increases your reading comprehension. It gives you practice understanding what you're reading. Perfect. Great. Very valuable. But you still need to seek out some other sources because IELTS does. Yeah. So the passages come from magazines, newspapers, professional journals. It's mostly articles like that. So the articles will be between like 800 words and 1200 words. Mm. I believe that it's in that range. So they're not super, super long. So they're not going to come from a novel usually, right? Because that would be weird.
Yeah.
To have like just a chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, regardless of that, we do encourage you guys to find a book you like and get
into it. That is such an amazing way to spend your time. And I know I'm like happier in my life if I have a book I'm excited about.
That's awesome.
But seriously, honestly, the best part of my day is when James goes to sleep. That sounds terrible, but when James goes to sleep and I have nothing to do but sit down and read my book. That's like the best.
That's cool. Now, there is something really special, and I hope that physical books never go away. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of a stickler for that. I feel like if it's all on the Kindle at some point or ebooks, I'm going to be kind of disappointed. I like the feeling of a book.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I do love my Kindle. I've had three Kindles and I've had thousands of books on it, you know. And that's basically because I was traveling for so long. And when I traveled, I always had to have like four books with me, like at all times. Yeah. So the Kindle was really just the smarter, logical choice. And then I just got used to it. But I still also have real books that I'm reading at the same time and comic books that I'm reading at the same time. So I don't just use the Kindle.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. I like that. That's huge. So what can our listeners read? I mean, do we want to throw out some suggestions today, Jessica, for kind of reading that we can dive into to prepare?
Totally. Okay. I am super into four things right now. Again, I could never just read one thing. I can't. It just depends, right? Like you have to have one nonfiction, one fiction, what, you know, like depending on the mood you're in at the time. So I am reading a nonfiction book right now, but I honestly did not know it was nonfiction until I was on like page 20. I thought it was like just a novel. Yeah. So that part's super impressive. It's called The Devil in White City. So it's this really interesting slice of American history. It's about I'm terrible with dates. Late 1800s, early 1900s. Oh, God.
Yeah, that works.
So it's when the World's Fair came to Chicago. Okay. And it's that amazing time in American history when, like, electricity was, like, new for a lot of people.
Oh, such a cool time.
Yeah. You know? And just all of the new inventions that were at the fair that year and all of the famous architects and all of these designers that were working on the fair and the difficulties that they had because it was the beginning of the Great Depression. So it's you learn a lot about history that way. But, and this might turn some listeners off, just a warning, that's only half of the story. The other half of the story is about a serial killer. I love horror and I thought it was just horror. I didn't know it was real. So there's a serial killer that was active in Chicago at the time. And just the story of, oh my God.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Whoa. Yeah. Did they capture him eventually or you don't know yet? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Oh yeah. Of course they did because they know his name and they, they did. But this has led me to be more interested in that time period and to seek out some documentaries on Netflix about this person, about this serial killer and about the World's Fair and what was happening. So yeah, I love books that inspire you to keep learning, be curious about a time or a place or a person.
I love that. I love that. Wow. Sounds like a good, something that you can just sink into. Again, when it comes to reading, we want to find material that where we feel like we're not studying, right? We're not practicing our English. We're just getting kind of engrossed in the material.
Exactly. I'm so glad you said that because that has been one of that's like my basic teaching philosophy is to try and make students forget they're studying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's the best way that you can learn, that you can intake information and actually remember it, is if you're enjoying what you're doing and motivated by it. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. There's a magazine that I'm reading these days at the breakfast table. I love to have something to read at the breakfast table for some reason. I don't know why, I just love it. Starting off the day with a little reading. There's this magazine that just landed on my table. So I guess one of my roommates is subscribed to it, but it's called Wired Magazine. So it's all about mostly about technology and new things that are happening, mostly in the world of technology, but also in education. Like I was reading an article this morning about how Pearson Education is moving into different countries, like the Philippines, for example, and opening private schools. Different points of view on that and their approach and how they're claiming that the education is going to be better than the public schools, but the teachers are younger and not as trained, and all sorts of interesting perspectives on it. So I feel like that might be material that potentially, I don't know, the exam could draw from, because these are short articles about current events, technology, stuff about Tesla and artificial intelligence and brain implants and things like that. Yeah. If you're ready to get into a step-by-step study plan that will guarantee an increase in your score, then it's time for Three Keys IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I just heard an article, a story on NPR this morning about Tesla's new cars. Those are, very interesting what they're doing, very innovative. Totally. I could definitely imagine an art, like any article from Wired, because that's an amazing magazine. It's super interesting.
It's a cool magazine.
Any article from that could be, like, especially a reading passage three.
Yes.
Right? Like a more difficult one. But, you know, thinking back to the book that I was talking about, I mean, this stuff about the World's Fair, that could also be on IELTS, like articles about history, like American history, British history. I've definitely seen that on the test.
Yeah. So as you said before, the key is getting a variety of input,
right?
Like different time periods, different like slants on the topic, things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And just the vocab and the grammar that you're being exposed to is going to lead to you recognizing and understanding more in the future, but also producing it yourself. So, yeah, so many reasons to read. Okay. So I'm reading another book, which I did know was nonfiction when I started it. It's called In the Heart of the Sea. It was recently made into a movie, and it's about whale hunting. From your neck of the woods, Nantucket. Oh. Wait, is that close to you?
Yeah. That is close. Mm-hmm. It's very close.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. It's a common vacation place for people in Boston. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. I am just embarrassed about my lack of East Coast knowledge.
No, okay. That's okay.
So it's called In the Heart of the Sea, and it's when whaling was the biggest industry on Nantucket. Like the people from Nantucket were the most successful whalers in the world in this time period. So geez, I'm getting a lot of American history these days, but it's like, again, it does not read like nonfiction. It's a novel. It's a novel about these amazing, crazy adventures. It focuses on this one whaling ship called the Essex and just the disastrous.
I've heard about that.
Have you?
I think that did it crash? On
I think
the
so.
Coast?
Something really bad happens.
Okay.
I haven't got to that part yet.
Yeah, I think it crashed near where my parents' place is in Scituate, Mass. I think. Anyways, let us know the ending when you get to it.
yeah. I will. I'll keep you guys updated.
anyways,
but it's so interesting, you guys. I mean, oh my gosh, I had no idea what was involved in killing a whale.
Yeah.
It is atrocious. Like, horrific.
It's very dangerous for the person, I would imagine, right? It's very dangerous. And, like, I have no idea. Now I'm kind of intrigued. I want to read it.
Oh, it's crazy. It is crazy. My friend that gave me the book, I finally got to the passage he was talking about like when they kill their first whale and all of the crazy steps that goes into it and this long, huge process. And I was reading it and I sent him this text right away in like all caps, like, oh my God, they just killed a whale. And he's like, I know. I really encourage you guys to find this book, In the Heart of the Sea.
Yeah. And how, again, going back to our philosophy about materials and reading, how can we even remember that we're studying English when we're involved in a book like this? I mean, you sound so intrigued and excited about the story. And if our listeners are even a tenth of that excitement, they're going to forget that they're studying English.
Totally. Both of these books I'm describing today will definitely... It's the story. It's the ideas that you're into here. It's the images that are created in your head by these words in English. Like, you're thinking in English, you know? That fact is amazing. You're cutting out your native language in this process. You're taking in these words in English and creating images associated with these words. And, I mean... I was reading this part in public and I just had my dog next to me and I was sitting at this table, you know, like in the back of a restaurant or whatever. And I was just making sounds like while I was reading it. I was just like, oh my, what? Oh.
And it was your dog like,
I know, seriously. I just kept throwing him pieces of my chicken salad to like, so he wouldn't be worried. But yeah, guys, if I'm obviously very passionate about reading, but if you guys, like Lindsay said, could even experience 1/10 of my amazement at these stories, it is enough.
Yeah. So we're encouraging you guys to get hooked on a kind of literature, whether it's books, whether it's magazines, and, you know, try a variety, as we said, and get a lot of different input, and you'll get the richness of this experience, and it won't feel like studying English. It'll feel like life. And again, you'll have things to talk about on the speaking test. You'll have things to say when you get to your country and you want to make friends, and you want to meet people at, you know, at events and things. So
exactly. This is, I mean, any IELTS teacher worth their salt will tell you that you have to be reading extensively in your preparation. So of course it's directly connected to the test. Of course. Yeah. And there are, I mean, I can give you guys 1,000 reasons why it'll help you on the test, but I think one of the biggest things is not connected to the test is that it's creating this positive life habit for you that, I mean, I have never had a time since I was 3 where I wasn't reading something, I feel like. Like, there's always been books in my life. And, you know, and I could think about how that's helped me in so many ways as well through some difficult times. And you know what, guys? If you're studying and it's tough, escaping into a story is gonna just replenish your resources. You know, it takes you into another world.
Yeah, a very healthy way to do it. There are a lot of unhealthy ways to escape our lives, and this is a healthy way. And
exactly.
Yeah, and I agree. It should be about like creating a lifestyle habit that's gonna serve us, you know, for a long time. And just a side point, like going back to the exam, you know, I remember a lot of the success stories that we've had, like the students that you've had on the show, I feel like almost all of them who got their 7 or higher definitely mentioned that they had been reading, that they had read
a lot. All of them.
You know?
It's true.
That's all a common thread.
Mm-hmm. And not just one thing. I mean, some people got to that point because they're interested in novels. Some people got to that point because they're reading self-help books. It all depends on you, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that the proof is in the pudding, right? As we say. I mean,
exactly.
That's such a nerdy expression.
I know. It is, right? I don't think I ever say that.
It's like something my mom would say, but that's fine. I mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Like, like somebody named Marge from Wisconsin.
With a little Wisconsin accent, right? I know.
Well, the proof is in the pudding. Does that sound right?
Well, almost. I mean, more or less. Well, we'll see if any of our listeners live in Wisconsin.
But I know. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
The proof is in the success stories because that's what successful students do, and they've gotten their score. So, guys, do it. If you want to win and you want to get your target score, you want to win your new life, you got to do what we're saying, basically.
Win your new life. I love that.
Let's win our new lives. Now I think we've won our weekend, Jessica, because we are just about done recording for the week, and we're going to sign off.
Excellent. Well, enjoy your days off in the sun. I hope it's fun.
Yeah. And I want to say, Jessica, thank you for sharing your enthusiasm about writing because it's quite infectious and I love it. I think that, you know, if we can get our listeners hooked on something, some kind of literature, it's going to really enrich their lives and increase their test scores.
Oh, I would love it. So. Please, guys, if this inspires you to find some reading and you get into it, share it with us. Come back to the website, share it on a blog post comment, a podcast episode comment, but let us know, guys.
Yeah, let us know, guys. All right, very cool. We're going to sign off for today. Jessica, I'll see you back here next week. Take care.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, weekend. Well,
you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.